Well, hello again, seekers of excellence in the medical sales field. I am so glad you're here, and I think you're here because you want to do a better job, or you at least want to listen to someone talking about doing a better job, and that's what I'm going to do. But I encourage you to take action because what I'm going to share with you has a lot of validity. It's proven, it's been tested, it's used by the top 1%, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. That's who you are or who you want to become. Today, I'm going to be talking with you about the power that you have in the sale. How to find it and use it carefully. Now, you might be thinking, Mace, you know, I sell to surgeons, I sell to hospitals. I don't have a whole lot of power. Well, guess what? You're wrong. You have more power than you think you do. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of how to find it, but more importantly, how to use it so that you can really take a different perspective on growing your medical sales. Now, let's start with your customers. You know that in medical sales, your customers are highly educated professionals. Would you agree with me on that? I don't think there's much of a challenge there. If you're selling to doctors or other people who work in the hospital, they either have a degree in medicine or in nursing, or they've gone to therapy school or to become a technologist. If it's someone on the administrative side, these are people who probably have advanced business degrees, at least a master's, maybe a PhD. Yes, there are people with PhDs in your business department. They are doctors of a different kind. So don't disparage them. These are smart people too. They're all highly educated professionals. These people are experts in their world. And as you probably know, they have a lot of control over what happens in their world, in their practice, in the hospital, which makes it feel like they have a lot of control over you. They really don't have any control over you. They only have control over whether to buy from you or not buy from you, whether to do business with your company or not do business with your company. So enter the salesperson, you. What is your job when you engage a healthcare professional? You have a lot of different jobs, I get it. But your main job, the thing that you get paid to do, it is to influence a buying decision. That's your main job. You want to influence a buying decision. Now, as a medical sales rep, you may feel that you're at a huge disadvantage on the power scale. The buyer always seems to have the power, right? Well, not necessarily. If your product and the service that you provide are unique and unobtainable from any other vendors, that provides a certain level of power to you. Now, again, you're probably saying, well, Mace, you know, I sell an item that's viewed as a commodity. I mean, you know, it's not exactly unique. I get that. But keep in mind how you create the distinction between what you sell and what your competitors sell goes beyond the product. It goes with how you present and position the product. It goes with how you service the product. It really has to do with the overall customer experience that your doctors and healthcare professionals and administrators in your accounts experience. This is really how you differentiate your product and you keep it from being viewed as a commodity. Again, you know, you might be selling Band-Aids or cast material or gauze. I mean, these things truly are commodities. But again, the buying experience and the customer service experience makes all the difference in the world. Okay, so let's look at some other ways that that your product can actually provide you with a certain level of power. One way is if your product is on a national buying contract that your accounts try to comply with, for example, a GPO contract, or you're selling to an IDN. You see, this affords you with a certain level of power. It's not absolute, but it does give you a level of power because these are things that you can leverage, and I'll talk about how to do that in a moment, to be able to sell more of your products. Here's another way that you have some power. And you may not have thought about this. If a physician has a patient, let's say one of your customers, one of your physicians has a patient that is using your product, or let's say they have one of your products implanted, you know, for example, if you sell total hips or total knees or spinal implants, and let's say that patient needs a revision or needs to have something tweaked or adjusted. So the surgeon may call you because he or she needs instrumentation and maybe additional implants from you, or the surgeon needs your advice, your expertise on how to make these adjustments. That provides you with a certain level of power. Now, you don't want to abuse it, and I'll talk about that in a second, but keep in mind, this also opens the door to you, to opportunities. Now, you might be thinking that I'm telling you all this so you can exert and leverage this power against your customers. Well, the answer to that question is you're right and not right. You see, you want to leverage any power you have whenever you have it, but here's the secret. The secret is letting your customers know that you know that they are the ones with the power. I'm going to say that again. The secret is letting your customers know that they are the ones with the power. You have to let your customers feel their power, because you might have some, but they have more. Let's be honest. They have the power to decide whether to do business with you or not. And even when they don't, let's say you're using your product is a mandate from the hospital, where the hospital says, Dr. Smith, this is the only product that's on the shelf. You're going to use this product no matter what. Okay, you have some power there, but here's the secret. Make your customers feel like they have a choice. Whether they do or not is irrelevant. You need to make your customers feel like they have a choice. Your customers are used to feeling in control. If you try to remove that control, guess what? They won't like you. And if they don't like you, they will find reasons not to buy from you. In fact, they will find reasons, they will find the energy to try and unseat your product from the account. And if enough people do that, you risk losing the business. So let's say you're in a situation where your product is on contract. You want to get a doctor on board, you know, with compliance. Now, you can go and say, something along the lines of, I'm here to talk to you because my product, my little widget here, is on contract at the hospital and you have to use it. How do you think that's going to go over with the doctor? And I got to tell you, a lot of your colleagues, hopefully not you, but a lot of your colleagues approach their customers all the time saying, hey, this is on contract. Hospital wants me to call on you because they want you to use it. So what do I need to do? Do I need to in-service you? Do I need to drop you off some information? Because you have to use it. That's not going to work very well. It's just not. So how would you approach the customer? Well, you might approach the customer by saying, Dr. Smith, I wanted to come and talk to you here today about my widget and share with you some of the benefits. As you know, one of the advantages to using it is that it is on contract at the hospital. So this will help the hospital to achieve compliance with the GPO that they're buying from. Now, you're under no obligation to use this as far as I'm concerned. I just want to show it to you. And ultimately, doctor, the decision whether or not to use this product, it's up to you and it's between you and the hospital. I'm just here so you can have a look at it, so I can answer your questions to see if you would like to help the hospital to comply with this contract. Whole different approach, isn't it? Very, very different. You're not coming in there and saying, dude, you got to use this. Don't give me any crap. And that's the way a lot of reps come across. You're not going to do that. You're going to be different. You're going to make it very clear that the customer has options. Now, the other scenario I described, where a customer has called you because a patient already has the product, such as already has an implanted total hip, total knee, or spinal implant. Let's say they're using a CPAP that your company sells. You know, again, you want to let the customer know that he or she is in charge. And you could say something along the lines of, you know, hey, doctor, I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with you. How can I make this easy for you and for your patient? You see, you're coming there showing that he's in control, that you want to please him. You see, once you've gone out of your way to show how accommodating you are, this provides you with a great opportunity to ask permission to introduce another product, either at the time that you're providing this service with the other product or at another time. Because after all, you've earned the right. Don't squander these opportunities. If you're providing service for an existing product, let's say to a customer who is not one of your customers for the product, you know, they're not a steady user, take advantage of this by asking for some time to show another product or to show the advantages of the product perhaps that is involved here. But leverage that. You see, when you let the customer feel like he or she is in control, he or she is going to be more open to giving you this opportunity because you've shown, as they say in New York, you've shown some respect. You understand what I'm talking about? Respect goes a long way. Now, finally, the ideal scenario and the one you want to create with every customer you have is that the customer cannot find a similar product or experience using the product, the type of product that you have anywhere else. This makes the product or service spectacularly unique, efficient, or different in some irresistible way. That's your goal. You see, this gives you real power with your customers and over your competition. But beware. Don't let this power take you to a level of complacency. You see, complacency leads to arrogance, and I promise you, arrogance is a surefired recipe for losing business. Always make sure that you let the customer know that he or she has the power in the relationship. For example, ask, doctor, how am I doing with providing you service? How's my company doing? Are you happy with the product? Are your patients happy? These are important questions to ask. Ask, you know, what can I be doing differently? What can my company be doing differently? Because when you ask these questions, it lets the customer know that he or she is in control, so you can hold on to and grow your business. Isn't that what it's all about? Very, very simple. Make your product seem unique, different. Show the customer how you provide a customer service experience that's second to none, that they can't get anywhere else, and that gives you a level of power. But always make sure that you let the customer know that you know that he or she has the power to buy from someone else, to say no to you, because that lets them know that you are a professional who places their interests above yours. You know, the best way to maximize your effectiveness in your territory is to make sure that your skills can meet the demands of selling in the healthcare environment. I've been providing workshops for some of the biggest companies in the medical device world for the last decade plus, but I've also created a way for smaller distributorships and individuals like yourself to get world-class training that will allow you to differentiate yourself and your products from a sea of similarity. I've created an online training and membership program called Medical Sales Academy. You'll receive training and support for a full year. I'll show you how to stop being seen as a commodity and how to sell like the top 1% of medical sales professionals in the industry so you can convert business consistently. We open enrollment just a few times each year, and if you'd like to be notified of the next enrollment, get out your cell phone and text Notify MSA, that's all one word, NOTIFYMSA, as in Medical Sales Academy, by the way. Text Notify MSA to 44222. Again, text Notify MSA to 44222. And you will get a message back asking for your email, and you're all set. Thank you for spending the time with me on this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I hope I've shared with you some important thoughts, concepts, strategies, and tactics that will help you move forward in your medical sales career. Because when you sell more, who benefits? Your customers benefit, and ultimately, the patient benefits. Because as you know, my friend, at the end of the day, everything that you do really is about making things better for the patient. The patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. I will speak to you again soon on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And if you could, please go to iTunes and leave a review. It'll help me to keep these things coming to you. And hopefully you want that. I want to keep doing it, but you got to let me know. You got to show me some love because I'm a sensitive human being just like you are. Until next time, this is Mace Harop. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.